the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
GP Rents is proud to announce the opening of their newest location in Norman. So, when buying isn't an option, put the versatility of Kubota rental equipment from GP Rents Norman to work for you. Now with GP Rents Norman, we have 6 locations to serve our Kubota rental customers. This means more locations to rent Kubota track loaders to manage brush or to dig for less with one of our Kubota excavators or backhoes. Work smarter, not harder. Call 833-IRENT-GP or visit gprents.com.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Well, the latest report from Plains Grains on the 2020 hard red winter wheat harvest is out and shows Kansas passing the two-thirds done mark with the 2020 harvest, while Oklahoma, Texas are all but 99% complete. Oklahoma State University Extension grains market analyst Dr. Kim Anderson gives us a summary on the milling quality and the protein of the wheat so far.
What I've heard about it is it's kind of Jekyll and Hyde on this harvest. You've got some spots that's got some relatively good milling quality wheat. I think the millers, you're going to see a good strong basis in those areas. And then you've got other areas that you probably got a 50-50 chance of getting milling quality wheat out of the deal. So in our protein this year, we had averaged 11.4 last year for the entire harvest. For a hard red winter wheat, it's coming around 11.2, I think. You know, the flour mills are really looking for 12.4. But our test weights were really good in some areas. And I think those areas that's got that test weights, that's got that yield, what we'll see our millers do is bring in that, I mentioned the hard red spring. They'll be bringing that in with the higher protein, blending it with that good test weight hard red winter and milling the flour.
Texas and Oklahoma are virtually done in both states, now at 99% complete with harvest. Kansas is at 70% complete with harvest and starting to wind down in the southern half of the state, while in full swing in the northwestern one-third of the state. Well, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue has designated 5 Oklahoma counties as primary natural disaster areas. Producers in Beaver, Blaine, Dewey, Kingfisher, and Major counties who suffered losses due to recent drought may be eligible for the U.S. Department of Ag's Farm Service Agency emergency loans. The natural disaster designation allows FSA to extend much-needed emergency credit to producers recovering from natural disasters. The deadline to apply for these emergency loans is February 16th of 2021. FSA will then review the loans based on the extent of losses, security available, and repayment ability. Well, producers who haven't completed their crop acreage reports after spring planting should make an appointment with their local FSA agency before the deadline. July 15th is the major deadline for most crops, but acreage reporting deadlines vary by county and crop. The first step to become eligible for many USDA programs is to file an accurate crop acreage report, says FSA Administrator Richard Fordyce. To file your acreage report, call your local FSA office and make your appointment. Now, due to COVID-19, FSA put reporting flexibilities in place so the agency can work with producers to file timely acreage reports by phone, email, and online tools, as well as setting up virtual meetings. Now, you need to call ahead to those offices that are open for in-person appointments. And after all of the completed maps and acreage reporting information is received, FSA will make software updates and send producers the completed report of acreage forms to sign. Producers must return the signed form certifying their acreage report to FSA as soon as possible.
You've got farm news on Ron.
Skydance is another new early maturing wheat variety created by OSU researchers and marketed by Oklahoma Genetics. A progeny of the legendary variety Billings, Skydance is best suited for southwest and central Oklahoma. Skydance has improved mildew protection, an outstanding disease package, strong acid soil tolerance, and high test weight. Skydance can recover quickly in late planting situations and is tough enough for organic production. It's been verified by the Wheat Quality Council. Get Skydance, another of OSU's golden grain varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.